Hi there, this is Ethan Uslan, and welcome to another episode of the Carolina Shout. You'll have to excuse me right now, I'm extremely busy getting ready. We've got a special Downton Abbey-themed episode today. We have a distinguished guest on her way over, and she'll be here any second. Lady Melinda Whittington of Greensboroshire, North Carolina. She's going to grace us with her presence, and she's a professional opera singer, a real prima donna. And I saw her in Carmen the other night, and she brought the house down, so everything must be perfectly in place for her arrival. If you'll just excuse me for a moment. Thomas, polish the spaghetti fork, and Mrs. Hughes, that centerpiece. Less snapdragons, more gardenias, and take out the carnations. Got it? Thank you. Sorry, as I was saying, if you like Downton Abbey, I think you'll find this episode amusing. And if you don't know from Downton Abbey, I think you'll be able to figure it out. I think you'll still enjoy it, so please keep listening. And excuse me for one more moment. Daisy, come over here. Can I try one of those tea sandwiches? Thank you. Tell Miss Patmore she went overboard with the capers again. You're going to have to go through every sandwich and remove 4 to 7 capers. 4 to 7. Lady Whittington is not overly fond of capers. She's going to be here any second, so don't just stand there. Go. And Carson, where are my cufflinks? Not those cufflinks, the ones with the Bombay oyster diamonds. Yeah, get those. Oh my goodness, Lady Whittington is here. Don't just let her stand out in the cold. Carson, let her in at once.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's such a pleasure to be here at Uslan Castle in Charlottesville, North Carolina. Ethan, those snapdragons are simply divine. But you know, a few carnations would have really made them pop.
Well, we had carnations, but Mrs. Hughes just insisted they be removed.
It is hard to find good help these days. You know, before we begin, I am feeling a bit famished from the journey. Thomas, a tea sandwich. Heavenly. Although 4 to 7 more capers would have perfectly complemented the liver mousse.
Duly noted, your ladyship.
Well, now that I'm feeling my strength return, I suggest we indulge our guests with a musical divertissement in honor of the charming characters from Downton Abbey. I think the perfect tune would be Gershwin's hit from last year, 1926, entitled These Charming People. We must make it our ambition to live up to our position as we take our places in society.
When those million-dollar blokes pass, I shall never make a folks pass. I will show them I am full of pedigree.
And the lady isn't born yet. Who could beat me at a lorgnette when I'm honoring the opera at the Met? So if you're not social winners,
don't invite us to your dinners.
We must warn you, we'll be awful hard to get. We'll be like these charming people, putting on the Ritz,
acting as befits.
These charming people, very debonair,
full of savoir-faire. I hear that Lady Sybil created quite a stir. She built a little love nest for her and that chauffeur.
If these people can be charming, then we can be charming too. What say you, Lord Ethan, Duke of Charlottesville?
Like an early pilgrim father, I shall say, by Jove and rather, I shall boast about the blueness of my blood.
I shall say I came on some bus long before the great Columbus. I may even say I came before the flood.
If the people who receive me feel inclined to disbelieve me and should question me about my pedigree,
we shall answer, sir or madam,
we go farther back than Adam.
When we all were hanging on our family tree, we'll be like these charming people, putting on the Ritz,
acting as befits.
These charming people, very debonair,
full of savoir-faire.
I hear that Lady Crawley is looking young again. But when her face was lifted, they had to use a crane.
By Jove.
If these people can be charming, then we can be charming too. Oh, Lord Ethan, I just adore those cufflinks. Are those Calcutta oyster diamonds?
Actually, they're Bombay oyster diamonds.
Delightful. Though I have heard that the Calcutta diamonds are all the rage now in London.
Lady Whittington, you have such an eye for artistic detail.
Thank you. And speaking of art, I recently purchased two whistlers.
Two whistlers? Male and female, I presume?
Oh, Lord Ethan. Did you know that I used to play on the euphonium when I was only 5?
Did you really? Well, I used to play on the linoleum when I was only 3.
If these people can be charming, then we can be charming too.
And now, Lady Whittington and I would like to regale you with a song that was featured in one of the episodes of Downton Abbey, a U.B. Blake and Noble Sissel song from 1921 entitled I'm Just Wild About Harry.
I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy, and just like honey from the bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and he's just wild about, cannot do without, he's just wild about me. Hey, Ethan, I was wondering, do you have a favorite character in the show?
Yes, I do. And I'll sing about her, if you don't mind.
Great.
Oh, I'm just wild about Mary. I watch her on the TV. Although she's snooty, she is a beauty, the prettiest on Downton Abbey. Although she loves Matthew Crawley, I hope that I'd have a chance. For when it comes to Mary, I'm quite the sucker. My lips go a pucker, and I'd love to...
Ethan! Let's keep it family friendly.
Sorry. And I'd love to get to know Mary.
That was close. Maybe go on a walk, or stroll through the gardens. Ethan, I've got a favorite character, too.
Really? Is it
right?
Is it Mary?
No, something a little more handsome. Let me tell you about it. I'm just wild about Matthew. He's such a well-mannered lad. Although he's British, it doesn't diminish the naughty thoughts I've had. Although he loved Lady Mary, I hope that I'll have a chance. For when it comes to Matthew, his crisp tuxedo stirs my libido. Oh, I'm just wild about him.
And now we're going to do a selection from the 1916 musical called Chu Chin Chow. It was really more of an operetta, and it was by Frederick Norton, who nobody really remembers, but this was a big London musical smash hit that ran for 2,238 straight performances, which smashed all previous box office records. And the plot of Chu Chin Chow was loosely derived from Arabian Nights. It's got Ali Baba in it, and it had a gigantic cast that also included a camel, donkey, poultry, and live snakes. And this show was a big hit during World War I, and I think the reason people loved it was because it was escapist. It had really nothing to do with reality, which was not pretty at the time. So we're going to do a selection from this operetta, and the number we're going to do is called Cleopatra's Nile from Chu Chin Chow, 1916 by Frederick Norton.
Melinda, you still here?
I'm here.
All right, good. Let's do another song that was featured in Downton Abbey. I'm thinking If You Were the Only Girl in the World, which you may remember.
Oh, yeah. That's when Matthew comes back from war and Lady Edith and Lady Mary are singing this song for all the wounded soldiers.
Mm-hmm. And we could get into character, and I'll be Edith because she plays piano.
Right. That makes sense.
And you'll be Mary.
Because I'm beautiful. Right.
Right.
Got it.
And we'll be kind of catty because the sisters, they're rivals. They hate each other.
Sure.
And we can, even though we don't hate each other, I don't think.
Yeah. Most of the time.
we get along. Yeah, we get all right. Along. Ready?
All right. Let's do it. Hit it, Lady Edith. If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. We would go on loving in the same old way. A garden of Eden just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. Well, not you, Edith. There would be such wonderful things to do, like share your darkest secrets with others. If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy. Not that you'd know anything about boys, Edith.
Mary, I'm sick of all the insults. I'm sick of it. I'm fed up. You're rude. You're mean. You know what? Sit down. Listen to me. My name is Lady Edith, and don't you forget, I'm the slickest chick you ever met. When I'm at the piano, all the boys gather round. They're always trying to get inside my evening gown.
You wish.
My big sister Mary is always sarcastic, while I, Lady Edith, am fantastic. I am the sister who cannot be ignored. I'm gonna snag myself a handsome English lord.
Yeah, right.
My name is Lady Edith. I'm coming right at you. I'm Downton Abbey's Cleopatra.
Be careful, Sister Edith. Your mouth is running wild. Hey, everybody, she's got a secret child. When I stand next to you, I look all the more impressive. And you are homely and passive-aggressive. I'm a thing of beauty, you can't find a single flaw. Well, you're not even loved by our papa. I am the sister who helps manage the estate. You are the sister who can't even get a date. So be quiet, Lady Edith, don't make a pee, 'cause you're this family's black sheep.
Lady Edith in a dress that I look flashy in. I'm like an English Kim Kardashian. I can strut my stuff like the greatest of the greats. If that's a crime, lock me up like Mr. Bates. A Garden of Edith, just built for me. With Thomas and Mosley serving tea.
I hope you spill it all over yourself.
Go tell it on a mountain. I'm the queen and my palace is Downton. Go tell Mrs. Hughes, she better mind her P's and Q's. My name is Edith, I'm chopped liver no more. I got what you're looking for. Baby, I got what you're looking for. Skilly-op, doo-dop, Downton Abbey. I hate my sister Mary.
Well, I think that's it for today's show. Lady Melinda Whittington, thank you so much for swinging by and gracing us with your presence. I hope that everything was to your liking, the tea cakes, the floral arrangement.
Oh, yes, the music was delightful. The sandwiches, well, I'll have a chat with Miss Patmore before I leave.
Yeah, I mean, we're working on that, you know.
It's a work in progress. I get it.
So what else you got going on in life?
Well, let's see. In 2 weeks, I head to Chicago to be an understudy to a big superstar at Chicago Lyric Opera. I'm understudying Tatiana in Eugene Onegin. So I go from Downton Abbey to Russian drama.
Can you sing some Eugene Onegin right now for us?
Okay,
okay. We're good. We're good.
Okay, great. Okay.
Wow, you're ready now in case they call you, huh?
I'm ready. Drop of a hat.
Okay. Wow, good. Well, I'll definitely have you back for the Eugene Onegin themed program.
Perfect. I look forward to it.
Thanks for listening to the Carolina Shout podcast, recorded live at Euslin Castle in Charlottesville, North Carolina. Our host and piano player is me, Lord Ethan Euslin, Duke of Orange, New Jersey. Our recording engineer and behind-the-scenes problem solver is Lady Kate Euslin, High Countess of Michigan. Thanks tremendously to Lady Melinda Whittington for joining us today. We did a bunch of Downton Abbey-themed programs back a few years ago when Downton Abbey was all the rage. We thought we'd bring back some good memories and podcast about it today, and I'm glad we did. Melinda and I are trying to think of a new program idea, and you guys will be the first to know about it when we get it all figured out. I'm thinking maybe America's Test Kitchen Cabaret, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm looking at Melinda's performance schedule, and I see that in May she'll be Donna Anna in Mozart's Don Giovanni with the Utah Opera. And for that, she's in the starting lineup. She ain't no understudy. So book that trip to Salt Lake City for May. I've been to Salt Lake City before. It's a really nice city. And maybe I can be Melinda's understudy and I could score a free trip there. As you know from listening to this podcast, my singing is really incredibly beautiful. Anyway, this podcast was generously sponsored by me and my ungodly sum of inherited wealth. Catering was provided by Mrs. Patmore. And thanks to Mr. Bates for helping me put on my cufflinks. And of course, thanks to Thomas for polishing the spaghetti fork. Man, that thing's so shiny. Mosley, fetch me my sunglasses. The glare from the spaghetti fork, I can't see a thing.